Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. In the process called channeling, my partner steps aside. And in through what you would call the portal of the pineal comes a pure stream of intuition, in real time delivered in a way you have defined as channeling. And in the process, it's important that my partner's filters step aside as well. Filters of correctness, of judgment, of what he feels are the way things should be. And this is what he has practiced, to get to a point where he can open to the degree that there would be those in this assemblage who can discern that it is truth. And that is what is being counted on. That in a place like this, with the entourage that is basically one that belongs to you around us, that you would sense the integrity of truth. You would see that there is no agenda here except one of joy, of congratulations, of what it is that is taking place. This morning I told you there was no such thing as predestination, that the human being is wide open to choice. And during this day, the presentations of science, of research, of world events, and all of the things that have been presented to you in the way they have been presented echo this very thing. Could it be that humans have the choice to step out of an old paradigm of conquering one another, of hatred, and literally change what you would call human nature? And that has been the premise all along. And now you have heard it from others that we're not channelers. Did not have the stigma of the man who sits in the chair and calls in a spirit from the other side of the veil. But instead, ones who have actually stated to you that there are invisible forces that actually temper how you act. And the statement was made that the human body is capable of generating a force called belief, and that that is seen by the cells, and then they change. Could it be that the body is waiting for you to make these kinds of invisible forces available? Do you believe it? And it's not the first time that we have asked the question. So I want to expand upon that. In the past 3 weeks and more, I have started to give you information about a help system that I'll call a fast track to enlightenment. It follows the lines of what you have been taught this day about the potentials and the possibilities that exist within the human field. And some of these you may have heard before, but I collect them together as one package under the shadow of the mountain, so you can hear this directly. To put it succinctly, dear human beings, I'm going to give you four attributes of what I will call the help system that is now available to you, that is new. It is new because there is so much that is new. You passed a marker and literally are sitting in the first few years of the kinds of decision points that other civilizations on this planet have failed across. But not you. You're examining it carefully and you're looking at it right now, old soul. We told you the snowball of potential was rolling, and it is. We know from a bigger picture standpoint, far more than you can see, that all over this globe, there are those looking at the same potentials, possibilities that you are. And now I present to you the fast track system. Could it be that your belief is more powerful today than it ever was before, that actually this invisible force created from that which you call your mind can trigger things that are enormous around you, changing the environment and your body and more? Stand by for some controversy, but then there always is. We think out of the box. I want you to throw away everything you thought you knew and listen. And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about innate. Innate is the intelligent body system that is based through intuitive thought and does not come from synapse. And we have told you this before. There's entire channelings about that we have given you. The brain is good at what it does. The brain is a computer that stores information and gives it back to you. And when stimulated, the brain helps you to decide what to do about the stimulus that is being presented, based upon the data recorded. That's not intuition. Intuitive thought doesn't even feel like synaptic brain. Comes and goes so quickly. And there it was. It ought to tell you something, that there's another kind of communication between that which you call the spirit force and you. And it comes in separate and completely different through what we will call the pineal. Now, there's more involved than that, but we will then just label it the innate system of the body, the intelligent, that is going to pull upon different kinds of things, a fast tracking for you to have better intuitive thought. Innate. Innate pulls upon something that is now starting to be in greater, much greater energy, and that is the Akashic record of the human being. And we have told you this before. It's going to start remembering the last time around, the time before that. It's going to start remembering what my partner is going to show you tomorrow morning. Is it possible that you don't have to start from zero every time you're born? Other mammals don't, and you do. Is it possible that you could awaken and remember certain kinds of things? Other animals do. Why not you? And why not that you would remember the wisdom that you had gleaned this time around? Imagine a fast-tracking system where you awaken the next lifetime and you don't have to go through the mistakes of this one. Imagine that. Imagine you awakening and remembering, I'm here again, yes. It's real. I've lived before. Imagine. These are the kinds of things that some of you have had to grapple with and you're still not certain. Imagine awakening to that. The innate is the part of the body that listens to belief. Pulls upon the Akash, starts to give you the information because it knows Not that you're trying, not that you want to do something, but that you believe in it, that you own it, that you're investing in it with your heart. That's just one of four systems. The second system is the pineal system, and this is communication. Communication to the other side of the veil through intuition, which is linked, of course, to innate. But a better communication, not just better so you can see things and know things, but so that you can know you're in touch. Now, listen for a minute. How many of you know you're really in touch? And the answer is, well, Kryon, sometimes I feel it, sometimes I don't, sometimes I'm in a bad mood, I'm not quite as in touch, sometimes I'm other. How would you like to just simply be 24/7 connected all the time? And when you're in a bad mood, instead of the brain taking over and the heart racing and all the other things you saw today, the communication stays wide open. And you don't get those reactions that you saw on the screen. How do you think the masters dealt with stress? How would you like to deal with it in the same way? What I want to tell you is there's a fast track system through the pineal of the human body that is ready to make DNA work better. And in that process, there is more stability. What we're going to call the self-balance factor. That the human being will be able to self-balance instantly, immediately, no matter what the situation, analyze, and stay centered. This is evolution. This is a spiritual system, dear ones, because the invisible force called spirit, called God, sees your belief. And it starts to alter things based upon what you have given it. Does this sound like a theme of the day? It's in every single part of nature. That's number two. Now it starts to get weirder. These are the controversial. Listen carefully, and my partner, I want you to present this accurately and truthfully so that there's no fear here. If you were to visit the cosmos and talk to the intelligent life that is out there and has been for millions of years before life on this planet, they would tell you how time is measured between them. There is a consistency of speed of all stars and solar systems around the center of the galaxy. And that is a standard. It is a consistent speed, so therefore all life knows what it is. Therefore, when one star system talks to another, they can relate to what you have called the cosmic year. But since the word year is not in their vocabulary, they call it revs, revolutions around the middle. That is how long it takes for your solar system to make one revolution around the center of the galaxy. And this is a spiral galaxy. And this is what all of them have in common. How many revs have you had, dear human being? And the answer is, you haven't even had one. 230 million years to get around one time. And why I'm telling you this. It means that there are parts of space that you have never encountered before. A of human civilization? What if I told you you're starting to enter one now that has been prearranged all along, not predestined, but always there just in case you made it? Timed appropriately. And in this space, now go slowly, my partner. In this space, there is a different kind of physics represented by what scientists see as what they consider radiation that is new, that the solar system is now coming into. The first emotion, reaction that you would have is fear. For this radiation will start to intersect the heliosphere of the sun, which is the magnetic field of the sun. The heliosphere of the sun is what intersects the magnetic field of the planet Earth. The magnetic field does several things for you. It shields you from those things which the sun puts out that might be harmful. But in addition, it is a communication process of inductance. And it transfers whatever the heliosphere of the sun is right to you. And that goes right into the human body. You sit in the magnetic field, your DNA. It's not a quantum particle, dear ones, but your DNA has quantum attributes. Did you know that your DNA can actually affect the spin of electrons in a quantum field? That ought to tell you a little more about what might be there in what we would call the entangled DNA field, hundreds of trillions parts of DNA that all know together the same thing called the Merkaba. The new radiation which your solar system is coming into is designed to enhance your DNA. A fast-tracking system for a civilization when they made it would then be able to do what the Pleiadians did and what other planets have done, to evolve quicker and faster through belief into a world without war, to promote invention, to solve the unsolvable problems in 3D that you have now. That's the third one. Do not fear this. There will be some scientists who will see it for what it is, and others who will be alarmed. I want you to discern it when you see it. The last and final one, which I will call full weird. The role of the mountain. Is it possible that your DNA is not from here? And if it isn't, where? The seven sisters, the seed parents, the Pleiadians, have a system of awakening, of fast track. There are time capsules all over the planet. There are 24 of them, 12 pairs. Mount Shasta is one half of one pair. We'll tell you who it's paired with later. But these time capsules are not hidden capsules. They're not capsules of things that have been put away. They're doors to open at the right time. And they open predicated on one thing. Not the clock. Not the clock. Are you listening? Predicated on human belief. Does that sound like a theme? What are you going to do with it? If you sit around and wait for it and hope it works, it's not going to work. If you generate the invisible field of belief, pulling upon the communication of intuition and Akash, and start realizing you are larger than anyone ever told you you were. That you are not born dirty, but born magnificent, and have a rudder on the boat of life that you can grab and steer wherever you want to. This is the belief that's going to propel the time capsules to open. And when they do, they will give you what we have told you before. When the time is right, the missing laws of physics, the quantum engine of sight, the missing invention that the earth is going to have, the ability to see quantum fields using cryoplasma lenses. And when you see it, and I've told you this before, in a chair much like this one, the first thing that the scientist will be able to see in this new lens is that humanity is quantum. The DNA has a quantum field. And they'll turn it upon the animals and the rocks and the trees and even the life that they'll see in the air, and a new concept of life will open to them. And they'll have to rewrite all science because of it. It turns the corner. A page that cannot be underestimated. A fast tracking into the kinds of scientific development that will keep you alive through your own thinking. Because you'll understand what you're missing now. Moving out of 3D into a state of a higher consciousness awareness, and the awareness will solve the problems. These are not inventions that have been given to you, apparatuses, technology. It is going to be something that goes into your DNA and expands it so that you will have an awareness for yourself. Thinking out of the box, solving Earth's problems one at a time, getting out of survival mode, out of conquering mode, starting to see other human beings differently. That's the message for the night. But what is the overall message? I want you to understand this. I want you to believe this. There is a system here. There really is. It's more than just the human body and cells. The system includes things that perhaps you've thought were strange and odd and weird. But that is part of evolved thinking. A statement was made, it'll never get back to normal because normal has just shifted. What do you think medicine thought of when they were presented with the concept of germs? Invisible things that can kill you. How quaint. How new age. How esoteric. And then with the advent of microscopes and all, it was validated. And today, it's common knowledge. Well, I want to tell you, there are invisible things, and they can't kill you. They're going to save you. But the concept of activating these is belief. The human being swelling up and asking their own consciousness and innate, is there more than I've been told? And then starting to listen, not for a voice, but for the heart. Getting the chills, the validations, moving forward. There is so much communication between you and cellular structure that you're about to discover, help you to turn left and turn right, know what's real and what's not real, validate the integrity of a message from a man in a chair. channeling from the other side of the veil. Don't take my word for this. I want you to validate it yourself. In whatever way you can or feel when you're ready. Because it is your belief, not collective belief, but your belief, that is going to make the difference on the planet. There are millions just like you all over the planet awakening right now, making these decisions. It's a collective that has no central control. Or does it? And the central control is at the middle of your galaxy, the creative source. In every single human being, it is the same. You call it spirit, some call it God. The Earth is a monotheistic planet, one God. The tree is large, the trunk is huge, and the branches are many. And we have said this before, it's time to see that it all comes from one source and that it is beautiful. And settle the differences, move forward. I am Kryon in love with humanity, speaking the truth to you tonight. In the shadow of the mountain, of the seeds of your divinity. And so it is.